Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a form of grotesque history was made in Texas just now. Republicans had a state convention. And at the state convention, they passed a platform. And I'm going to read you just some of the excerpts of the platform that you won't believe. One of them is they passed a resolution that it should be put to the voters whether Texas should secede from the Union, should betray the United States, should secede from the Union. The second plank of it was that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. The 2020 election was won by Trump. Now, let me stop right there because that's only the tip of the iceberg. I got some word for Texas. Been there, done that. Been there, done that. 1860, you did the same thing. You said that Abraham Lincoln was not legitimately elected. And you seceded from the Union. That did not work out real well. It also cost 600,000 American lives, Southern and Northern, for what? We're an indivisible country. Nobody is going to secede from this country. We will not permit it. We didn't permit it in 1860. And there were a lot of loyal Texans who stood with the United States against seceding, and they will again. One little humorous note, the last time the Texas Republican Party tried this in a resolution, Austin, the city of Austin, passed a resolution for Austin to secede from Texas, which, you know, it's kind of a funny little thing, but a sad thing. This is ultimate division. Other planks in the platform: repeal the federal income tax. Oh, really? Repeal the federal income tax. We've had a federal income tax for about 100 years. In the 18th century, George Washington was president. I mean, we had customs duties, that kind of thing, and tariffs. 19th century, very similar. Abraham Lincoln put in a brief income tax during the Civil War. A modern country cannot, especially a superpower, cannot function without a fair tax system, and we have a fair tax system, and you can argue, and I do too. Can it be improved? Yes. Are there cheats? Yes. Should the cheats be sniffed out and either sent to prison or have to pay penalties? Yes. But the notion of repealing the federal income tax, repealing the paychecks for every federal employee in this country, including our military, no way, Jose. No way, Jose. Another plank of that platform says that gay people have an abnormal lifestyle. They're abnormal. The American Psychiatric Association abolished that notion over 50 years ago. 50 years ago, all that plank did in the Texas platform is to encourage violence against gays. And there's already plenty of despicable violence against gays. And we don't need any more. We want no violence. Everything that they did at that convention was designed to divide and to be violent. Now let's take a look at the real facts. In the election, Biden beat Trump by 7 million votes nationally, 306 electoral votes to 232. Takes 270 to be elected president. Biden exceeded that by 36 votes. Electoral votes. Texas went Republican, although Biden did reasonably well. And they still did an audit, sniffing out, quote, fraud, end quote. Texas is a gerrymandered state. It's a violent state. But to have their Republican Party pass a resolution that the voters should vote on whether to secede from the union of our states, from the United States, like in 1860 and 61, and to say that a legitimately elected president was not legitimate in their eyes, as they did with Abraham Lincoln. How often do we have to keep doing this? What, every 100 years we got to keep doing this? Well, I guess it would be 160 years. What, are we going to be doing it at the end of the 22nd century again with these characters? What's going on down there? Repeal the federal income tax. Attacking gay people, encouraging violence against them, is un-American. All of this is un-American. The Republican Party in Texas is un-American. Somebody's got to stand up. Where are the Republicans? Where's Cruz? Where's Cornyn saying that this platform is despicable? It's a joke. We reject it. Where's Governor Abbott? Where is he? Where's Paxton, the Attorney General? I know where he is. He's defending charges where he's indicted for securities fraud. That's what he's doing. I mean, what's going on down there? What's going on down there? Why am I saying these things and there are no Republican office holders down there saying these things? Why is that? Okay, we're going to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Mark of the Sack?
Well, they're not saying anything because they're spineless. And look at, I think it wasn't, didn't Cornyn get booed when he went and spoke at that convention? It's ridiculous what's going on there. You know, we hear these Southern apologists say, oh, the Civil War wasn't about slavery. It was about this and that. No, the cornerstone of the cornerstone of the Confederacy, according to Alexander Stevens, the vice president, was slavery. I mean, that's what they believed in. I mean, it was about slavery from the beginning start, and they were worried about the change in the economic situation that was going on because, you know, the North was industrializing and the South didn't like that, and they wanted to maintain, you know, they wanted to just have plantations and agriculturalism, and that cost them the war too. I mean, because they didn't have the industry to back up a modern, you know, at the time what was a modern army, which is what the North had. The North was basically tied, you know, fought that war with one hand tied behind its back. If McClellan would have got off his ass early in the war would have been over like 2 years earlier, from my understanding of it. Enough of that. I mean, but there's a sick, some kind of sickness going on with down in Texas there, where a man can get away with saying the murder of those Uvalde children was just God's plan. Well, no, it's part of. It certainly wasn't God's plan that we failed to put reasonable restrictions on some firearms that could be easily accomplished. Just horrifying what you hear about those cops just sitting on their asses and not doing anything there, that letting those children get slaughtered in this, you know, over an hour and a half period. If they would have got in there right away, maybe a couple of those officers might have gotten up at the maybe some more of those children would have survived, and that, I don't know, it's just horrible.
You're making a couple of very good points. Let me quick get on your point about the Civil War, and I think your history is correct. It's also correct that the early generals for Lincoln were no good, and they delayed the war because they avoided battle. There's no question about that, and no question that slavery was the center of it, but they also were very strongly believed under the Constitution that their right to secede, and they did not, and that was established in the Civil War. And why are we fighting about that 160 years later? And that's number one. Number two, on Uvalde, you know, earlier in the show I had talked about how the Republicans are sort of shut, you know, it's sort of a three-card Monty game, and as they get closer to the July 4 recess, then they can say, oh, we're going to reconvene, look at it in the fall, and get people's attention away from it. And this was nothing but a scam. this gun bill. They had four very weak provisions after they took out lowering the age or raising the age for buying AR-15s and that kind of thing, and refusing to ban assault rifles as military weapons, even though we did in 1994, and that lasted for 10 years. It was a scam. They go, oh, we got to check a box. Their consultant said, you know, come on, 19 kids, little ones, 10 years old, and then two teachers are gunned down, and you got to do something. Make it look like you and the Republican Party are responsible, but you can't lose your base. So make it all about four really weak, meaningless things. Then at the end, you can yank two of them right at the end. I mean, Cornyn walked out of a meeting, the Texas guy, after he'd already agreed. He co-sponsored it. Now nothing will happen. And then they will campaign this fall saying nothing happened. and look, do you fall for this? Are you awake? Is anybody out there awake? Are you falling for it? Get some more coffee. This is a scam. It's an absolute scam. No, there's a lack of humanity in a lot of these states. South Carolina, a woman was just convicted of her second armed robbery. Okay, she gets life without parole. In some of these states, they have a two strikes law. And you're going to get life in prison without parole? Give me a break. There's a lot of cruelty going on in some states. You've got to pay attention to it. You've got to pay attention to it. And the Republican Party is at the core of it. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name today? Jean of Eau Claire.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for all the great news. Gonna have a good night's sleep in the night. You know, when you just think it couldn't get any worse, those people are so blatant in your face. And as soon as people wake up, and they better start waking up pretty goddamn soon, because they're arming all their militias, because they better not take away those military rifles, because they're going to need them for the nut jobs and the slaves that follow them around and do anything they say. Yeah, I mean, somebody's brilliant. Somebody at the top of the Republican, the new Republican, the Nazi Republican, the fascist Republican Party, is having a heck of a good time watching how the people are following just like a bunch of sheep. And God dang it, people that can hear my voice better need to wake up. They got somebody that's so intelligent, with psychological manipulation, wake up, because they go for your guts. They go for the gut. Homosexuality. There's a lot of people who aren't comfortable with homosexuality. Let's just get it right out on the table. There's a lot of older people. They never talked about it. It's something that you hit in the corner. They may have known people. They may be homosexuals themselves. However, it's an uncomfortable topic because nobody wants to hurt anybody else's feeling. Let's get it out on the table, folks. They're human beings. This is real. This is not a psychological condition. There's animals. It's in life. And it isn't in the Bible where we hurt people for the way they were born. It is nuts. And then the blasphemy, saying it's God's will that all these little children got shot up by military weapons. Are you nuts? Wake up, America. This is just
Jean,
sick. And
that is excellent. That had to be said. That had to be said. Two quick things. One is, yeah, the Republicans and the senior one said it was God's will. What, genocide is God's will? Is that God's will too? Give me a break. What, Hitler was God's will? And the second thing is on the attacks on gay people are going, by delegitimizing some human beings, the Republican Party of Texas is encouraging violence against those human beings. That is wrong. That is very dead wrong. It's immoral. It's un-American. We got to stand up against it. Going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling us for mine today, Bill.
Good morning, Matt. I just love the way you're helping America get the word out. But today I'm going to lean on your legal expertise. What do you think Trump and all his cohorts could be charged with in a court of law, number one? And number two, what's the probability? I'll hang up. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. And I'm going to answer that, and then we're going to go back to the lines. 58% of the people in a recent poll say that Trump should be criminally prosecuted. That is a huge buffer for Garland and for the commission. What he would be criminally prosecuted for would be a number of things. One is extortion. When he called Raffensperger and said, find me 11,000 or some odd votes, or you can be criminally prosecuted, that's classical extortion. Do something illegal or you will suffer a consequence. And if this were a drug deal or a mafia or any of that, they would have been prosecuted a long time ago. Secondly, obstructing Congress in its official duties. That is a felony. It's on the statutes. Congress was trying to certify the votes. Trump did everything he could to stop it so that he could declare martial law or throw it in the House of Representatives. He ginned up a mob. He gave a speech. How much more proof do you need? What he said at that speech? March up there, take your country back, and if Pence doesn't do the right thing, oh well. They planned on constructing gallows for weeks in advance. Trump was in the White House saying, well, maybe Mike Pence deserves to be hanged. Maybe he deserves to be hanged. Trump ginned up the fake electors. This is going to come out today. Be sure to watch the proceedings today. These fake electors, like in Wisconsin, the idea is that there would be competing slates, like two from Wisconsin, two from Pennsylvania, two from Michigan, so that Trump could, so Pence could go, oh, well, you know, there's a dispute. Let's either send it back to the states. In the meantime, we stay in that power, or it goes to the House of Representatives, where a majority of the states are run by Republicans. Now, all of that is obstructing Congress. That's a felony as well. And there are other felonies, this conspiracy. And I don't want to get too fine on this, but I mean, there's a lot of violence. He is responsible for orchestrating a mob which resulted in violence. All of that, Bill. 58% said they're there. What I don't like is to hear from Benny Thompson, Zoe Lofgren, who are kind of old, just tired, recycled politicians who go, well, it's not for us to do it. We're just going to give it to Garland. That's weak and foolish. It's stupid. Come right out. Here's the evidence. Send it to Garland and say, we believe there's enough basis to charge him. And don't try to chicken out. Don't try to just give flowery speeches. You have some good people on there, Raskin, Schiff. You have people like Liz Cheney, Lurie, and the rest of them. That's who you should depend on. And then the other thing is Garland. Garland is very slow to do anything, very slow to do anything. But there has got to be intense pressure, and he has cover right now. 58% of the people think Trump should be criminally prosecuted. Bill, thanks for calling in. Robert of West Allis, you're next, my friend. What's in your mind, Robert of West Allis?
Good morning. With the Uvalde shooting, one of the things that's going on right down there right now is the family are trying to get records. So the police that didn't act on site, they've given like numerous conflicting accounts of what actually happened during that time period. So the attorneys for the families are trying to get records. And basically what's happening is the state is trying to block it through a loophole. So apparently, unless there's been a conviction, there's a statute in the law which says they don't have to release all the requested records of basically what they were doing during that time. So once again, we're seeing, between the criminal justice system and the police department, you know, trying to block accountability for potential negligence or misconduct. And it's going on again right down there with this shooting at the school.
Yeah, you're right, Robert. And let me give you the legal background on that. The law down there says unless someone's been convicted, you don't get the records. The reason is once they're convicted, then the evidence is in and you should get the records. And if they're not convicted, it usually means they're on the lam, they're on the run. And until that case is resolved, they don't want evidence getting out that could be compromised. Here's the guy is dead. He can't be convicted. There's not a problem with releasing it, you know, somehow that it's going to interfere with the prosecution. The Republican Party down there is part of the cover-up. Right up to Abbott, right up to Paxson, the Attorney General, they are protecting the Texas chickens. That's what they're doing. These are people who didn't even try the door. They had a tool to get in anyway. They chickened out. They threw out the media. chaplains, the victim's family, from the testimony of the officers in City Hall. There is a cover-up going on in Uvalde in Texas. And it's a cover-up by the Republican Party, who don't want people to realize how corrupt, how inefficient, how frankly chicken they are when it comes to stopping massacres. And when it comes to the issue of the assault rifles, till I'm blue in the face, I'll repeat it. Some weapons are military weapons and some aren't. Military weapons are nuclear weapons, chemical, biological, stingers, javelins, shoulder-held missile launchers, machine guns, and assault rifles. And civilian weapons are other things. Assault rifles are military weapons. It's not a matter of outlawing this or outlawing that. It's a matter of designating them what they are. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk radio station, bringing you a lineup of live talk radio every single weekday. Start your mornings off with Matt Flynn Direct from 6 to 8 a.m. Then find out what's going on with the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 to 11. The Tom Hartman Program is live middays from 11 to 2, right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Decorating your home is personal. You want your place to be unique. That's why you should check out Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Discover home decor items from Treasury Hunter Ramona and original artwork by DE, also known as Friday Night Live artist Dan Eng. Art and Framing 123 has a custom framing service for your diplomas, posters, packer certificates, images on canvas, photos, and more. Art and Framing 123, 311 West Main, across from the hotel. Let them know you heard about them on the Shaw.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes, 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidacy. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
Conservative talk radio, they don't want to hear your opinion. They want to give you your opinion. They've done a good job. There's a way out. You can escape. Just turn on 540 AM WAUK, 8 AM to 11 AM, Monday through Friday, and we can help you get out. We can teach you to think again.
Catch the Earl Ingram Show weekdays from 8 to 11 AM here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go quickly to Missouri. There's a guy down there named Eric Greitens. Eric Greitens is running for the U.S. Senate to replace Senator Blunt as a Republican nominee. He's a former governor, but he resigned right in the middle of his governorship because the Republican Party in the gerrymandered legislature said they'd impeach him, remove him if he did not. What's going on down there? What's going on with the new TV ad he just put out? Eric Greitens had served in the Navy in the SEALs. He was accused by his wife of abusing her physically and their children, including the three-year-old. He had a mistress whom he imprisoned in a basement and then photographed her without her permission, involved in sexual activity. And the Republican legislature said, enough's enough. Now he's running for the Senate. And he just put out an ad that, as about the most distasteful political ad I've ever seen. It's so far, it's just on YouTube and social media. It's not on networks. I'm not sure networks would carry it. But he's standing with a group of, they look like Navy SEALs, or they look like commandos, all dressed up in gear and all carrying rifles. And he has a rifle, and he's standing there where, you know, in normal civilian clothes, saying, get your RINO license. RINO standing for Republican in name only. Get your RINO license. Get your RINO license. Get your RINO rifle. Implies killing moderate members of the Republican Party. And these people are all clustered in front of a house, kind of a normal looking house, to break in and kill the RINOs that are inside. Kill the RINOs that are inside. This ad was taken down from Facebook. It was flagged on Twitter. When you have a guy who's a former governor, albeit a one who is forced out because he threatened and physically abused his wife, his kids, photographed his mistress and restrained her in a basement. This guy should be in jail. He should not be running for any other office, yet he's running for the Senate. And he's ahead. The last poll that I saw, he was number one. Now, you can say, well, that means the Democrat will surely win. Well, I don't know about that. The Republican base right now in a lot of areas is so degraded that they will vote for this kind of thing if it has an R in front of it. This is part of a larger problem, which is the introduction of violence by the Republican Party into our politics for the first time since 1860. In 1860, when Abraham Lincoln was elected, states seceded in 1861, right as he was sworn in, South Carolina. They attacked a federal court. They seceded, and the Civil War was launched in the last 4 years. It lasted 4 years. More than 600,000 Americans were killed, and it was the most agonizing part of our history. Prior to that, you had a congressman from South Carolina who did not like a senator, an abolitionist from Massachusetts, Charles Sumner. And the congressman from South Carolina, who was pro-slavery, didn't like what Sumner was saying about freeing the slaves, went into the Senate with a lead-weighted cane and almost beat him to death. Sumner was sitting in his Senate desk, so his legs and his knees were sort of trapped. He couldn't get out, and he just beat him mercilessly, almost killed him. This is before Lincoln was, just before Lincoln was elected. That's the kind of violence that happened back there. Well, that is resurfacing now. We had our first plea bargain, really, but a plea. It's a threatening individual in Nebraska. There was a guy from Nebraska who threatened to kill the Secretary of State of Colorado. So this, the criminal proceeding occurred in Colorado, and he pled guilty. But over the weekend, Adam Kinzinger on the January 6th Commission revealed a letter his wife had gotten saying that Kinzinger had betrayed the United States and Trump by serving on that commission, and that he would be executed, his wife would be executed, and their five-month infant would be executed. That guy has to go to jail. The CIA can find out who sent that. They can find out who sent that. That kind of thing is being encouraged by the Republican Party. The Republican Party has been taken over by people who encourage violence and commit violence. They encourage it and commit it, like on January 6th. This started with Trump. Now, we had bad people. We certainly had bad people like Newt Gingrich, but Trump was the one who said the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. And he wasn't prosecuted because he was a Republican nominee. Then he said her bodyguard should be disarmed. He just posted a Photoshopped video, a fake, showing him golfing and hitting a long drive, and then they Photoshop in the scene of Joe Biden falling off his bike because his toes got caught in the toe guard on the pedals. And it went over and he got up. But it looked like the golf ball bounced off his head. And they all laughed at that. They laugh at violence until it's directed at them, and then it's too late. Eric Greitens, by threatening Republican moderates with murder, should a grand jury should be conducted to see if there's a basis to charge him criminally for saying that, for doing it. And even if they don't, where's the Republican leadership? Where is the chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, of the Republican National Committee? Why hasn't she denounced that? And it's directed against people like Mitch McConnell, it's directed against people like Mitt Romney, directed against people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Where are the Republicans? Where is Senator Blunt, whom this guy's trying to replace? They're afraid of violence. There have been death threats against poll workers, secretaries of state, governors, Dr. Fauci, Raffensperger, the secretary of state, is a Republican and a conservative of South Carolina, of Georgia, I should say. All of these people are afraid this threat of violence has had its effect. I'm going to propose the following. Every Republican leader of good faith should stand up together and say, we're conservatives and we even differ among ourselves, but we will not tolerate violence or threats of violence. And the second thing is U.S. attorneys should prosecute these things. Sometimes people will go, well, I didn't say I'd kill him. I just said, it's sad, but I think somebody will kill him. That's a way to sneak out of this. Charge them. And here is a little known fact of prosecutorial discretion. Federal prosecutors can determine whether somebody pleads guilty or not. That's why there's so few federal criminal trials. They go, okay, we'll let you plead to something that has a 2-year maximum. If you don't plead to it, we're going to charge you with something that has a 10-year maximum or a 20-year maximum. And then the defense lawyer goes back to his client and says, look, you know what you did. They basically are going to let you off for 2 years, or you can roll the bones on 10 years. 2 years is very disruptive in life. It's very hard, teaches a lesson. 10 years is a big chunk of your life. The impact on your marriage, your family, the impact on your job. So a lot of people plead to the lesser one. Now, are there some innocent people who are coerced into doing this? Not supposed to happen with honest U.S. attorneys. There were some U.S. attorneys during the George W. Bush administration who prosecuted people. They prosecuted a woman, Jim Doyle's administration. She was in jail for 6 months, lost her house, single woman. And then the Court of Appeals let her out and said it was a travesty that she was being prosecuted. There is some of that. But in this case, every one of these threats, they get the choice of 2 or 10 years. 2 or 10 years. Put them in jail. You cannot continue to have people, poll workers, healthcare workers, minor political figures, major political figures, threatened with violence, because ultimately it destroys a country from within. I'll tell you what else. What else? A lot of people won't agree to be poll workers or health commissioners. And you're going to get nothing but Stalin-type people who go, doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go to Ukraine. There's something about it, and let me give you the update, but also tell you something that really bugs me. There's this kind of conventional reporting, and this is true even by some high-ranking admirals and generals who are commentators. They they try to describe it in conventional war terms. They'll say, well, this is a bogged down like the First World War, like Verdun, where people just fight over the same couple of inches of territory for years. Or they'll say, well, the Russians are making slow progress. They use an affirmative word like that. This is a genocide by a disease-carrying, rat-faced, genocidal sadist named Putin. In a society, and there are some good people, some good protesters, but by and large, they are savages. This is no more like the First World War than we would argue that when the Nazis invaded the Warsaw Ghetto, that somehow this was a fight between equals and that they were fighting over a few inches of territory. This is a genocide that's going on right now. A genocide going on. The West has been too slow and too late in getting arms to Zelensky. And there was a video the other day of a new howitzer we gave them with the long range. Oh, that's great. And this is one howitzer. I think we gave them a bunch of them, but so what? The Ruskies do not care how many of their kind get killed. They, in some cases, when they were making a hasty retreat from one area, shot their own wounded who couldn't walk. Killed their own wounded. They have no morale, but nobody cares. Putin doesn't care, because if anybody objects, they throw him in jail and torture him. And he's gotten increasingly hysterical. He's now saying that the Americans who were just captured, these Americans who went over there to help the Ukrainians, will be put to death because they're not covered by the Geneva Convention. But we don't say Russians whom we capture, including these people with no uniforms who are their supporters, aren't covered by the Geneva Convention. He bombs churches, Western churches in Western Ukraine, but nobody bombs St. Basil's in Moscow. Nobody bombs St. Isaac's in St. Petersburg. He bombs the Ukrainian parliament, but nobody bombs the Duma in Moscow. He bombs military enslaved. Nobody bombs the Kremlin. When you continually have the murder of civilians and Ukrainians losing up to 200 people a day, yes, the Russians are losing more than that. But they have 145 million people in their country. The Ukrainians have 45 million, and 10% of them are refugees. As long as Russia gets only to bomb Ukraine and nobody bombs Russia, and now Zelensky says that the Black Sea fleet of the Russians is about to launch an intensive missile strike, not just artillery shells, but out on the Black Sea. Joe Biden, get them the shorter ship missiles. Sink those ships. Sink those ships. Reflag grain carriers, escort them with the U.S. Navy through the Dardanelles into the Black Sea, and escort the grain out. And tell Putin that if he attacks a U.S. Navy ship, the ship that attacked it is going to be down with Davy Jones' locker, okay? You must understand something. The Russian nowadays is not a modern European Slav. He's a 13th century Genghis Khan Mongol, a sadist, a murderer, and a thief. When they say that they want to export their culture is the culture of Stalin. It's the culture of genocide. Fraud, theft, murder, and torture. All of that. That is what they want to export. Yes, Putin made a terrible mistake. He has a garbage military because he stole 80% of the military budget. Putin and the oligarchs take 80% of Russia's wealth. And then 20% ends up where it's supposed to end up. That's why they have defective equipment, medical supplies from the 1950s. He can do whatever he wants. He can shoot the wounded. He can shoot his own wounded. He can shoot his own wounded. What do you do with an animal culture? It's not a human culture. It's a culture of genocide. It's a Nazi culture. It's no more legitimate than the culture of Adolf Hitler. There's some kind of amusing and great things, which I think are, I'll give you one, Lithuania. is barring goods by mail in transit through Lithuanian territory from Russia to Kaliningrad. What is Kaliningrad? It's an enclave on the Baltic that the Russians demanded that they be given after the Second World War. In Prussia, it was called Königsberg. You may remember it. Immanuel Kant, a great philosopher, spent all his life there. Now it's Russian, but it's between Poland and Lithuania. And the Poles and Lithuanians are saying, I'll tell you what, if you want to resupply it, go through the Baltic, which is a long, long way to do it. There's 430,000 people. We're not threatening that. We are simply saying you can't get supplies, and suddenly Russia is going ape and they're going to retaliate. They lie. They can't retaliate. They're always raising the specter of things, but they can't retaliate. They would commit suicide. They would commit suicide. We've got to readjust our thinking. When people like Macron of France say, do not embarrass Putin, well, would you say don't embarrass Hitler? You killed Hitler. Our whole objective, and of course the government can't come out and say it, is to get Putin assassinated. And we are reluctant to do it ourselves. We could do it ourselves. We have the coordinates at all times where he is, where Lavrov, his vicious Secretary of State, is all of them. The Russian rabble have got to rise up and kill the animals who are representing them. And in the meantime, we should deny all Russian visas. Why should their drug teenage speed skaters be permitted to come in this country? Why should they be permitted to play hockey in the NHL? Why should they be permitted to compete in Texas in the Van Cliburn exhibition? They are not legitimate. They are not normal. They are a Nazi culture. Yes, they are individual protesters. Navalny, for instance, whom I think a great deal of. And the average Russian very likely would like to be freer, but all the polls show, and many of these polls, I think people agree are legitimate polls, say, well, since we're threatened by the Nazis in Ukraine, because all they see is Russian TV, this special operation is needed, and they have their head in the sand. They have their head in the sand. The whole purpose of this segment is for me to say this. We stand with Ukraine 100%. We got to get them more and heavier weapons now. We've got to get them shipped to shore missiles now. If the missiles start raining down on civilian areas from out in the Black Sea, you tell Putin, don't do it. And if he does do it, our Navy could sink their ships in the Black Sea in half a day. Our Army could wipe out their army. One of the things that is in our favor simply is that their whole military is getting absolutely wasted and their oligarchs continue to steal the money that would supply them. This is a fight for Europe. There is a Russian-speaking minority in Estonia who would like to ally themselves with Russia. In Latvia and Lithuania, the Russians have claimed that they may go in on the borders. This is not something where you can say, don't embarrass him. Tell Hitler he can have Czechoslovakia and then he won't try to get into Poland. This is evil, a guy who is a communist and he is all his life. Now he's organized crime. He's got to be stopped. He's got to be killed. And our preference is that the Russian people kill them themselves. Coming to the end of the show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for now.